Chapter 3. But you are pale, you did not know? They archly asked. Alas for me, I stammered. Yes, some days ago, while coffin clay I wished to be. 'Twas done to please her, we surmise. They spoke quite lightly in their glee, done by him as a fond surprise. I thought their words would madden me. Her lover entered. Here's my bird. My bird, my flower, my Picotee. First time of asking, soon the third. Ah, in my grave I well may be. To me he whispered. Insier call, so spoke he then. Alas for me, I felt for her, and right at all. I think of it to agony. She's faint today, tired nothing more, thus did I lie, alas for me. I called her at her chamber door as one who scarce had strength to be. No voice replied. I went within, O women. Scorg, the worst are we. I shrieked. The others hastened in, and saw the stroke there dealt on me. There she lay silent, breathless, dead, stone dead she lay wronged, sinless she. Ghost white the cheeks once rosy red. Death had took her. Death took not me. I kissed her cold in face and hair, I kissed her corpse the bride to be. My punishment I cannot bear, but pray God not to pity me. January 1904. The House of Hospitalities. Here we broached the Christmas barrel, pushed up the charred log ends. Here we sang the Christmas carol, and called in friends. Time has tired me, since we met here, when the folk now dead were young, since the viands were outset here and quaint songs sung. And the worm has bored the vial, that used to lead the tune, rust eaten out the dial, that struck night's noon. Now no Christmas brings in neighbors, and the new year comes unlit, where we sang the mole now labors, and spiders knit. Yet at midnight if here walking, when the moon sheets wall and tree, I see forms of old time talking, who smile on me. Bereft, in the black winter morning no light will be struck near my eyes, while the clock in the stairway is warning for five, when he used to rise. Leave the door unbarred, the clock unwound, make my lone bed hardwood clear underground. When the summer dawns clearly, and the apple tree tops seem alight, who will undraw the curtain and cheerly call out that the morning is bright? When I tarry at market, no form will cross Durnover Lee in the gathering darkness, to hark at Gray's Bridge for the pit-pat o' me. When the supper crock's steaming, and the time is the time of his tread, I shall sit by the fire, and wait dreaming in a silence, as of the dead. Leave the door unbarred, the clock unwound, make my lone bed hardwood clear underground. 1901. John and Jane, he sees the world as a boisterous place, where all things bear a laughing face, and humorous scenes go hourly on, does John. 2. They find the world a pleasant place, where all is ecstasy and grace, where a light has risen that cannot wane, do John and Jane. 3. They see as a palace their cottage place, containing a pearl of the human race, a hero, maybe, hereafter styled, do John and Jane with a baby child. IV. They rate the world as a gruesome place, where fair looks fade to a skull's grimace, as a pilgrimage they would fain get, done do John and Jane with their worthless son. The curate's kindness a workhouse irony. I thought they'd be strangers around me, but she's to be there. Let me jump out o' wagon, and go back, and drown me at Pummery or Ten Hatches Weir. 2. I thought. I've come to the union the workhouse at last after honest hard work all the week, and communion o' Sundays, these 50 years past. 3. 'Tis hard. But, I thought, never mind it. There's gain in the end. And when I get used to the place I shall find it a home, and may find there a friend. IV. Life there will be better than t'other. For peace is assured. The men in one wing and their wives in another is strictly the rule of the board. V. Just then one young passin' arriving steps up out of breath to the side o' the wagon wherein we were driving to Union, and calls out and saith, Vi, old folks, that harsh order is altered. Be not sick of heart. The guardians they pooed, and they pished, and they paltered when urged not to keep you apart. Vi, it is wrong, apostrophe I maintained, to divide them, near 40 years wed. Apostrophe apostrophe very well, sir. We promise, then, they shall abide them in one wing together, apostrophe they said. Via, then I sang, knew 'twas quite a foredone thing, that misery should be to the end. Dot 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 to get freed of her there was the one thing that made the change welcome to me. X, to go there was ending but badly, 'twas shame and 'twas pain. But anyhow, thought I, thereby I shall gladly get free of this 40 years chain. X, I thought they'd be strangers around me, but she's to be there. Let me jump out o' wagon, and go back, and drown me at Pummery or 10 hatches weir. The Flirt's Tragedy, 17. Here alone by the logs in my chamber, deserted, decrepit spent flames limning ghosts on the wainscot of friends I once knew, my drama and hers begins weirdly its dumb reenactment, each scene, sigh, and circumstance passing in spectral review. Wealth was mine beyond wish, when I met her the pride of the lowland embowered in Tintin Hull Valley by laurel and dew. And love lit my soul, notwithstanding my features' ill favor, too obvious beside her perfections of line and of hue. But it pleased her to play on my passion, and wet me to pleadings, that won from her mirthful negations and scornings undo. Then I fled her disdains and derisions to cities of pleasure, and made me the crony of idlers in every purlieu. Of those who lent ear to my story, a needy Adonis gave hint, how to grizzle her garden from roses to rue, could his price, but be paid for so purging my scorner of scornings. Thus tempted, the lust to avenge me germed inly and grew. I clothed him in sumptuous apparel, consigned to him coursers, meat equipage, liveried attendants in full retinue. So dowered, with letters of credit he wayfared to England, and spied out the manor she goddessed, and handy thereto, set to hire him a tenantless mansion as coinstone of vantage for testing what gross adulation of beauty could do. He labored through mornings and evens, on new moons and Sabbaths, by wiles to enmesh her attention in park, path, and pew, and having afar played upon her, advanced his lines nearer, and boldly outleaping conventions, bent briskly to woo. His gay godlike face, his rare seeming anon work to win her, and later, at noontides and nighttides they held rendezvous. His tarriance full spent, he departed and met me in Venice, and lines from her told, that my jilter. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.